Today's Namaste Yoga is called Forever Young. Hello and up. Welcome to episode 175 of Namaste Yoga. We're continuing our cultural conditioning series, and we're going to talk about the cultural conditioning around aging this week. So I wanted to start today by thanking my Namaste Yoga members. They made a beautiful video for me this week for my 40th birthday, which was back in February, but infinite time and no ambition, as they say. And we're going to play it at the end of, we're going to roll it at the end with the credits, but it was a beautiful video where I got to see their beautiful faces, and they all sent in pictures. They managed to organize themselves somehow and sent in pictures of each other doing yoga poses, and it's a beautiful video. So you'll get to see it at the end of the video. So I think how perfect is that for this week's theme too, because it was for my 40th birthday, and I'm so proud of my age, and I'm just enjoying so much getting older, and I think 40 is such a sophisticated age. So this week I didn't smile. This week I have a testimonial. So many testimonials about the cultural conditioning series. It's really speaking to you. This one comes to Amanda from Australia, who's actually going to be joining us for the teacher continuing education course for teachers that's starting this week. She says, I have to let you know just how meaningful this series of classes is to me. As you know, I am a yoga teacher, and the more I allow your teachings to soak in, the more I am really realizing just how culturally conditioned I am. It came home to me last week when we took our family of five camping. No mirrors, no shops, no magazines, no technology, just bikes, skateboards, simple food, beach, and nature. By the end of the week, I looked down at my bedraggled self, wearing my husband's oversized jumper, hair unbrushed, no makeup. Only took soap, toothpaste, and a teensy bit of shampoo, and I thought, wow, I would never wander around like this at home. But by golly, it felt great. I am becoming increasingly aware of my conditioning to appear perfect. But what I am also noticing is when I allow this conditioning to drop and show my vulnerability or my realness, it seems to connect much more deeply with others and myself. Namaste. And then last week's video, wow. Did that one ever hit home? Desensitized to violence. So many comments on that one. I could read so many comments from that one. I just chose one from my email. There were so many comments on the membership site, on YouTube. I could have grabbed them from anywhere. This one comes to us from Barbara, who's also a member. And she says, your latest video, Desensitized to Violence, did indeed touch my heart. I have thought so much about this very topic concerning the media, especially. Your practice and your speaking presentation was so on target, and it helped me realize I am not the only one thinking these very thoughts. I love doing the practice. Much love, Barbara. So thank you so much for leaving your comments on my website and through SpeakPipe, YouTube, and 5-star ratings on iTunes. They do help other people just like you find us. And you can find instructions on how to do that at thankyoumelissa.com. So thank you also to Squeezed for my clothes and Dusky Leaf for our props. Let's get started with today's class on breaking down another cultural belief. There were so many requests for this class. This was one that I had planned to do from the beginning, but I have asked you to make requests for what cultural beliefs you would like to see broken down, and this one got requested again and again, the cultural conditioning around aging. So here we go. Go ahead and rest back on your backs. Lying down on your back with your palms turned up beside you, tucking your shoulder blades. And if your low back is tender, bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Take a deep breath in and let it fall out of your mouth. In our culture, we carry a set of beliefs, attitudes, norms, and values used to justify the way we discriminate, subordinate, and prejudicially treat people based on their chronological age. Even in our subculture of yoga, the supposed vigor and beauty of youth adorns the covers of yoga magazines over more experienced yogis and learned teachers the majority of time. Advertising has created a whole industry out of the fear of aging that will reach $291.9 billion globally by 2015. That's almost double the $115.5 billion industry in just 2010, 5 years earlier. Skincare products are a major contributing factor to the industry so that you can get rid of your wrinkles. Plastic surgery, facelifts, workouts, hormone replacement therapy, dietary supplements, all to remain the glamorous forever young. How about this now eerie quote by Marilyn Monroe? I want to grow old without facelifts. I want to have the courage to be loyal to the face I've made. Sometimes I think it would be easier to avoid old age, to die young. But then you'd never complete your life, would you? Never wholly know you. The problem is the same as the Never Thin Enough episode. You will never be young enough. You can never turn back the clock every minute of every day you are aging. Every minute of every day, the media and advertising are inciting fear and asking you to part with your money. They scare you into believing that aging is your problem, or a problem, and that if you spend your money on XYZ product, you will be cured. Aging is something that is viewed as the enemy, as evidenced by this quote by Sophia Loren. Even though this quote has a positive spin, the pretext is that you must fight the enemy of age. There is a fountain of youth. It is your mind, your talents, the creativity you bring to your life, and the lives of people you love. When you learn to tap this source, you will truly have defeated age. Sophia Loren. And this one. To keep the heart unwrinkled, to be hopeful, kindly, cheerful, and reverent, that is to triumph over old age. One of the key things you gain as you age is wisdom and experience. You see this with the same studies on bridge players, chess masters, and bank managers. Memory and speed decline, but experience makes up for it. If what you are doing depends on knowledge, then you are going to do very well as you get older, says psychology professor Neil Charness, PhD of Florida State University. And it makes sense. Which would you rather have on your team? A highly experienced 55-year-old chess master or a 25-year-old novice? Older brains are also better at making connection, research shows. Yes, you take longer to assimilate new information, but faced with information that relates to what you already know, your brain tends to work smarter and more quickly, discerning patterns and jumping to the logical endpoint. Connections are what yoga is all about. Quote, a friend of mine who's been a doctor for more than 30 years said she can now often instantly evaluate a situation, making it easier to come up with effective solutions. When I walk into a hospital room, there's a lot in my head already, she said. In many cases, I can foresee what will happen, and that helps a lot. In the world of yoga, I am motivated by Tao Porshan Lin, the Guinness World Book Records world's oldest yoga teacher, who at 93 years old not only still teaches yoga but also dances. Lilia Svolin, the first lady of yoga and the host of the 1970s PBS Yoga TV special, was the first one to bring yoga into living rooms. I'm also incredibly inspired by the father of juicing, Jay Cordage, who is 88 years old, full of vim and vigor, running around on trade room floors, still selling his juicers. Also in the world of food and nutrition, I am energized by Mimi Kirk, who is 75 years old and totally loving life, motivating people about raw food and cooking. Louise Hay is still active in Hay House, her publishing company, at 87. Ram Dass is now 82 years old, and his book Still Here, Embracing Aging, Changing, and Dying is based on the premise that while others may devalue aging, it is the time to reconnect with your spiritual self and grow into wisdom. Despite the suffering that he has come from his stroke, Ram Dass shares the wisdom that has also come through this experience. In truth, outside the trance of media and advertising, as you age, you actually gain the respect of your peers for your knowledge, experience, and strength. Aging is an inevitable process. I surely wouldn't want to grow younger. The older you become, the more you know. Your bank account of knowledge is much richer. That's a quote by William Holden. Outside the trance of media and advertising, you can step inside yourself, that's pratyahara, and see the truth. And this is a quote by Deepak Chopra. We are not victims of aging, sickness, and death. These are part of scenery, not the seer, who is immune to any form of change. This seer is the spirit, the expression of the eternal being. So for today's class, we're going to enjoy a chakra balancing class. For one of the things that I enjoyed as I watched, I told myself I wasn't going to get emotional about this. As I watched my grandmother in the last years of her life, and she just passed this year, was that she really came more deeply into each one of her energy centers. She was more grounded. She had more fun. She really enjoyed more life. So that was her second chakra. She had more fire. Her heart was so much more open than she had ever been in her whole life. She certainly spoke her truth more. She knew her future. When she was ready to die, she knew she was going to die. And she was connected to her own wisdom. So, hi Missy, isn't it interesting that Missy knew to show up to give some comfort? So, reflecting on the teachings and knowing what our intention is for today, to come more fully into each one of your energy centers and honor the process of aging. Let's honor the process of becoming more fully you and coming into your wisdom as you age. Set your intention for your class today. And you can stay lying down. We'll start lying down. Okay, so We're going to begin with our root chakra and connecting to our feet and the ground beneath us. So let's just open up our feet a little bit. Just by pointing and flexing your feet. And then circling your feet. And then circle the other way. And then let's also really just open up the channels of your feet. If you want to just bend your right knee and cross your left leg over, just rub the soles of your feet. And then do the same on the bottom of your right foot. And then we'll take your block and place it between your knees and do bridge pose. This is probably my favorite root chakra pose. And sink into your feet and lift your pelvis up off the ground. Feel the whole bottom of your foot on the ground, feet. And roll up onto the balls of your feet. And then slowly roll down, and I'm gonna get you to just take your block and remove it and take your arms out to the side, and we'll move up to the second chakra, and this is the area for pleasure, and we'll just do some knee sways here. Okay, and then we're gonna, while we're here, so we don't have to come back here, we're gonna do a third chakra pose. So extend your legs straight out so your hip flexors aren't engaged, so you're using your core here, your abdominals. Inhale, take your arms overhead. bend your elbows, draw them in slightly, tuck your chin slightly, pull your rib cage down, draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel down to your spine, and from here, draw your rib cage down. Pull your rib cage down and hold here, breathe in to your side ribs. And breathe out, draw your navel down to your spine. Again, breathe in. Breathe out, draw your navel down to your spine. Breathe into your side ribs. Breathe out, draw your navel down to your spine. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. One more, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, breathe in and lower down. And take a deep breath in. Reach your arms up overhead again. Lengthen out through your whole body. Stretch your toes. Reach out through your fingertips. And then bend your elbows again. Let's just do that one more time. Draw your elbows in. Draw up through your pelvic floor. Draw your navel to your spine. Inhale. Exhale, curl from your lower ribs. Draw them down. And you're going to inhale into your side body here. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine. Inhale into your side body. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine. Inhale into your side body. Exhale, your navel to your spine. Inhale into your side body. Exhale, navel to spine. One more, inhale into your side body. Exhale, navel to spine. Okay, inhale, lower down. Take your arms up and overhead, reach long. Okay, from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. We're going to go back to the second chakra for pigeon pose. So come onto all fours and take your hands forward to the front of your mat. Slide your right knee forward to your right wrist, your right heel over to your left hip bone. Take your left leg back and long. Oh goodness, my hips are tight today. Fold forward over your bent right leg. Oh my goodness. And getting right into your second chakra. That's the area for pleasure and sexuality. Highly recommend Ram Dass's book on aging. It's a great book. And then come on back, and we're going to do the other side. So come back onto all fours, slide your left knee forward to your left wrist, reach your right leg. Little bit of hip tightness going on here. Goodness. Oh yeah. Thank you. Okay. Great. From here, we're going to come to that other third chakra pose. So I'd almost forgotten about it. You almost got off easy. So we're going to do plank pose on our forearms. So come right down onto your forearms and lift yourself up out of your shoulders by pressing into your forearms and your elbows. And then tuck your tailbone under, pull your hip bones back, and you can stay here, or you can tuck your toes under and lift your knees. And I was thinking maybe we do Kapalabhati breath here. So inhale and exhale actively through your nose, and then let your in-breath come in passively, drawing your navel back to your spine. And then lower your knees and sit back on your heels for child's pose. Okay, so that builds fire and heat, which is why I had to strip off a layer. So let's do that again, since I'm not as hot now. We can do that one more time. Come down onto your forearms again. Lift out of your shoulders. Pull your hip bones back. You can stay here. Here's a nice modified version. Or you can tuck your toes under. Lift your knees. Tuck your tailbone under so your back is flat. And you're supporting a low back. And let's do the Kapalabhati breath again. Good. And then lower your knees and sit back into child's pose. Okay, roll up through your spine. Let's come into downward facing dog to upward facing dog to move into your heart center. So come on to, you can come back into plank pose, full plank pose, and then lift up into downward facing dog and take a long downward facing dog. And then tuck your tailbone under and come into upward facing dog. Inhale back into downward facing dog. Reach your tailbone under and come into upward facing dog. So you can keep doing that. I just want to show you that you could come down if wrists are an issue. Oh, here would be an even better one that you could build more strength with. It's actually very challenging. You could do downward facing dog on your forearms to dolphin instead. Okay. So your choice, whatever works best in your body. I'm going to do one more. And then I'm going to make my way up to standing. So from downward facing dog, walk your feet in and roll all the way up to standing. Okay, so from standing, we're going to do another heart opening posture. We're going to do Natarajasana. So you can stand on your left foot and bend your right knee. And reach around and hold on from the inside of your foot so that you're getting more of an opening on your right shoulder. You can hold on to something here, a chair or a wall. And I'm going to draw your heel away from your buttocks to keep your arms straight to open up your heart center. Focus on something that's not moving. Keep your right knee rolled in and towards your midline, because there's a tendency for your right leg to swing out. Keep drawing up through your pelvic floor, drawing your navel back to your spine. Keep your head lifted. Okay, and then slowly release. So that was in honor of Portion Lin, who still teaches yoga and this ballroom dancing and such at 93. Pretty amazing. Okay, she's got such a great spirit too. Okay, so let's do the other side. This time you're going to stand on your right leg. I'm trying to find a floorboard. Maybe if I turn. These floorboards are uneven. This is, I know you want me to face you, but then the floorboards. There. Find an even floor space. This is what happens when we go outside after being used to being on an even ground all winter. Okay. So hold on to the inside of your foot. Keep your legs straight. And then keep your arms straight and start to draw your heel away from your buttocks. Breathing. And then slowly release. Okay. So heart chakra coming more fully into your heart. And I think probably many of you have noticed this as you've observed those around you increase their years chronologically, that they come more fully into their hearts as they age. So now we'll move up into our throat centers, and this is definitely seems to be a truth that many people seem to be able to speak their truth more as they age. So what we're going to do is the four movements of their neck, of our necks, while we om. So I'm thinking Tim might want to know that so that he can dial down a bit while we om. So we'll start with ear to your left shoulder. We'll do three ohms here. Om. palm back center, ear to the other shoulder. Center, turn your head to one side. Before we do the other side. Chin to chest. And today, I think instead of rolling while we om, we'll just put in between the two, so sort of right to the corner. Let's just roll around here. And then we're going to do Eagle's Pose for that clear seeing that seems to be really gained towards the end of your life, especially. I know, as I said, my grandmother was really ill in the last years of her life, and We kept thinking it can't be much longer. And then in the last few weeks of her life, she said, "I'm going to die now." and she did. So she knew. We're going to do Eagle's Pose. Let's do, I'm going to do a 5-minute video on this, but I'm going to show you some variations on Eagle's Pose because that was a request that somebody had. So let's do Eagle's Pose. I'll show you the full version of the pose, and then I'll show you some variations too. Okay, so for the full version of Eagle, you're going to stand on your right foot, bend your right knee, cross your left leg over, hook your foot, bring your right arm up, and hook your left arm underneath it. So Eagle is all about having that vision for your life. Okay, so let me give you a modification for Eagle's Pose. You can stand with both feet on your ground and together. Come into a squat, tuck your tail under. Bring your elbows together, and your palms together. Okay, and then release this pose from your body. We'll do this on the other side. So stand on your left foot. Sink down into your left buttocks where the strength is. Cross your right leg over. Bring your left arm up. Hook your right arm underneath. Bring your palms together. And for a modification, bring your feet together, sit back, tuck your tailbone under, bring your elbows together, look up at your fingertips. And find a way to let that out of your body. Okay, we're gonna come down to seated. And here you might want to get a meditation cushion to sit on because we're gonna sit for a mudra for your crown chakra. Okay, find a comfortable seated position, and you could even sit in a chair for this. And this mudra for your crown chakra, you interlace your fingers with your thumbs pointing up. And you inhale, you take your arms overhead with your elbows out to the side. We're going to do a little chant with this too. And the chant goes, "So hum." And we'll do the chant like this. So hum. And the chant means I am that, so that it affirms you. And that's it. So we'll do that for 3 minutes. We'll see how our arms feel overhead. If you need to take a break with your arms, that would be fine as well. Okay, so here we go. So hum. So so exhale, take your arms down and go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. I have a poem for you today to finish by Jane Relaford Brown called Finding Her Here. I am becoming the woman I've wanted. Gray at the temples, soft body, delighted, cracked up by life, with a laugh that's known bitter, but past it got better. Knows she's a survivor, that whatever comes, she can outlast it. I am becoming a deep, weathered basket. I am becoming the woman I've longed for, the motherly lover with arms strong and tender, the growing daughter who blushes surprises. I am becoming full moons and sunrises. I find her becoming this woman I've wanted, who knows she'll encompass, who knows she's sufficient, knows where she's going, and travels with passion. Who remembers she's precious, but knows she's not scarce. Who knows she is plenty, plenty to share. rest back for as long as you wish. And when you're ready, gradually allow your breath to deepen. You can wiggle and stretch out. And bend your knees and roll to your side. And you might want to just stay there for a few more moments and enjoy my 40th birthday gift, the best birthday gift I got this year. And say hello to all the namaste yogis from around the world doing their yoga in their own homes, in their own countries, in their beautiful landscapes, their beautiful bodies in all different ages, shapes, and sizes. And I loved it. It was just so perfect and so perfect for this series. So enjoy it as much as I did. I was bawling my eyes out when I watched it. So thank you all who contributed your photos. And I know some of them didn't make the cut for various technical reasons. And I appreciate it, you submitting your photos. And I was deeply touched by it. So deep, deep gratitude. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.